Hi, this is Sarah Stogner, and I am running for the Texas Railroad Commissioner position.
Appreciate that, Sarah, as we go to our phone line to make sure our levels are looking good, and they're looking fantastic. And I wish that we had some better news for this phone call, but it seems to me that you're making the news in Texas, which is a good thing because you're running for the Railroad Commissioner of Texas. So you're making the news, you're putting the TikTok videos out there, you're doing the social media posts, you're doing everything possible that you can do without really any finance dollars at all. And we're going to get to that in just a second. But this latest news now, this is actually more of a public service announcement from the Crude Life with Sarah Stogner here, because my understanding is that your vehicle was broken into during the campaign. Is that correct?
It was, yeah. A couple nights ago, we had left Conroe and were headed down to Victoria and stopped to eat dinner. And in about 45 minutes, you know, went in, grabbed a quick cup of gumbo, and we're leaving. And apparently the back window, they smashed the back window, and all they took was my backpack with my laptop and my hard drives in it. They didn't. I had a cell phone that was on one of my chairs. I had a gun in the center console. You know, I had cash in other places. I had some cash in my backpack. But, yeah, I had other valuable stuff. And the only thing they took was the computer and the hard drives.
Obviously, they wanted to get your videos and whatever correspondence and strategies that you had involved with the campaign. That would be my first guess as a newspaper,
yeah,
as a reporter, and also if I was in law enforcement, which I'm not, but that would be my first thought.
Yeah, right. Like, so when I called it in, the police were like, oh yeah, you know, we've had a rash of break-ins and people just take it to the pawn shops. And I'm thinking, how much do you get for a 3-year-old laptop from the pawn shop? It can't be all that much.
Wait a minute here. Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
The police actually, they did say that.
They
tried to brush, and to me, that's a brush off. Or putting up a level of defense, putting up a level of difficulty from the citizen to the government, because in my understanding is that there was a gun in there, there was some cash in there, and there was other valuables.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean,
this was just random, huh? According to that. Okay.
Yeah. And look, maybe it was.
No. That's ridiculous. There's nobody that has any training at all when it comes to any sort of police investigation that would think this is random. And that's the truth. And we all know that. So let's go to the next step, which is, what are the police doing?
Nothing that I know of.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So a random break-in, and they're still doing nothing? Even just, let's just go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt that it's a random break-in that left cash, a gun, and other valuables in a car, and just took a laptop and a hard drive. They're not doing anything about a random break-in?
I've got a police incident number.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you got that. Well, no, in all honesty, if they're going to lump it in the random break-in, that's fine. That's their choice. I don't agree with that, and I would challenge who's ever in charge of training the police officers in Midland, Texas, then, because that to me is not even close to accurate from a news. Like I said, from my old newspaper days, man, this would be my, from an investigative journalist standpoint, man, my bells and whistles are going off big time on this. So, how about any of the other media? Have you heard anything from the local media, from the national media, regional media, television, newspapers, podcasters, other than pariah like me?
On the break-in?
Yeah.
Not specifically. Nope.
Interesting. Cause this is public news then, because the story is either A, you're running for commissioner and you've got somebody targeting you because you were targeted. You got something specifically stolen while they left other valuables. Yet that's not a story. I think it is. And number two, if it is a rash of break-ins, well, that's kind of a story in itself. That
right.
That you can't just go to dinner without getting your car broken into.
Right.
Okay, so how are you doing? What do you think? You know, you just put what do you think's happening?
Well, you know, I mean, I feel good. I don't know. Do I? I would love to believe that it's random, but it just seems, like you said, too coincidental that they didn't take other things. That if I'm a felon looking to break into a car, is what I would be targeting, but. The good thing is there's not, you know, I have no secrets, right? Like I'm very transparent with my life and everything's backed up. So, yep, they're going to have client, you know, if they're able to hack in there, I guess they'll have access to my, legal files for clients, but, I've got everything wiped. It should be remotely wiped and I've got everything backed up.
Talking about this yesterday with some colleagues, because I did talk about this with some colleagues yesterday, full transparency. They speculated that it might have been that recent racy, get some attention to get out an early vote video you did on TikTok that got a lot of attention, where you were basically topless with some editing done on that. I said, I think it has to do more with the fact that you're showing blowouts and you're being very aggressive with the video on TikTok, showing what the lack of regulations and oversight are doing. Have you gone down either one of those rabbit holes on why that specific laptop and hard drive might have been targeted?
No, I mean, I think you're right. I think it could be either. I think it could be somebody looking for the original video or something else with me scantily clad, or trying to figure out exactly what I know on, you know, various oil and gas operations. I think it could be either one for sure.
Yeah, and probably both. I mean, honestly, a little from column A, a little from column B. Why not? Honestly, when I saw the video that was to get out and do the early voting, I thought you did that on your phone and you were by yourself. And, you know, I mean, you might have had somebody there, but it almost seemed like, you know, you just did that like it took 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I saw that. And then the other thought I had was that even if his stuff is on your laptop, it's probably on the cloud in today's day and age. So everything seems to be backed up and triple backed up. And people that you don't even know about have backups of things.
Right, exactly. And, you know, like I said, before I got into this, I knew that people were going to go and dig, right? Anytime you get involved in politics, they try to find skeletons. And I've made a really concerted effort over the past couple of years to live very authentically and transparently. And have I made people angry? Yes, but I try my best to be honest and let the cards fall where they will and take the consequences, because that's the only way I'm able to sleep at night. And my life has been exponentially better since I made that decision. So, you know, whatever. I don't think there's anything damaging on there. Everything, you know, things can obviously be taken out of context, but I'm not really worried about it.
That might have just answered my next question, and I'm looking at the clock, and I know you've got a big day ahead of you today, but your safety. I mean, not only are you a female, and no offense, I didn't mean to, you know.
No, not at all.
Female empowerment, I get it, but at the same time, you know, there are some, you know, biological, physiological differences of strengths and aggressions and domestics and all these different things that you're getting real stuff happening to you. And people might think this is an episode of Ozarks or House of Cards, but this is real life. You just got violated in a big way to where you now have to reconsider every one of your steps going forward. No matter what it is, electronically, digitally, physically, emotionally, you've been very transparent about yourself through this whole process with me anyway. So I'd be remiss if I just didn't ask you about you and how are you feeling about this? And, you know, what's happening with you, Sarah?
Yeah, no, I feel really good. I mean, I have a driver now that's been driving me around. You know, it sounds cheesy, but I do feel like there's almost a cone of protection on us, if that makes sense, from doing the right thing. And I do think that I'm doing what I need to do, and that regardless of what happens with this election, that God, universe, whatever people like to call it, I'm doing what I need to do and I'm where I need to be, and the end result will be what needs to happen. And because, you know, I think I've been pretty transparent this whole time that I'm not crazy about taking a pay cut and moving to Austin for 6 years, right? Like, I'll do it if that's the only way to get it done. But man, I sure would love to be able to continue living my life not as a politician and just have a better oil and gas industry that I can be proud of.
Final question, wrapping up here. Appreciate your time here on this morning before 7:30 a.m. Are you accepting money? Do you got a website where people can donate? I mean, I know that you're doing this on a shoestring. So talk to me a little bit about your campaign financing, and please take this opportunity to solicit if you are accepting money.
Yeah, so I'm not accepting donations. I'm doing everything on social media. I'm not paying, you know, I think I've spent like $800-something now on some signs and some handouts. But no, I mean, we don't need, that's also part of my mission, right, is to inspire people and show people you don't need cash money to make a difference and to be electable. You just have to be creative and put yourself out there and have a following, because when you've got the substance, you don't need money to buy attention. You can hopefully get people's attention with the substance of what you have to say.
I love it. Merit still matters. Merit still matters in today's world. And I'll tell you what, I do think there is a growing number of people who want to do the right thing. They're afraid to do the right thing right now. And I don't know why that is. I've seen it all over the United States, and I've traveled close to 20,000 miles in the last 6 months, 40,000 probably in the last year or 2 years. And people are scared to do the right thing. Are you taking volunteers? Because you got a driver, you're not accepting money. Obviously there's a couple things that don't match up and that sort of thing, but are you taking volunteers? You don't have to get into your campaign employment history here, but if you're not taking money, but, you know, volunteers and et cetera. So go ahead on that.
Yeah. So like the driver's a volunteer, right? He's a well controlled guy who lives in Bali and is back. He's from East Texas originally and came out and looked at the ranch and said it's worse than anything he's seen in any third world country. And so he wants to save Texas, and he's stuck over here because of Corona and had a couple of weeks. So he's like, well, heck, after Sarge died, he's, you know, everyone says, we don't want you driving around by yourself out there. I'll drive you around. And yes, I have volunteers that have taken an interest in me that are helping. And I got another volunteer that when people email me and say they want stickers.
Let me interject for a second here, because yeah, they've taken an interest in you, but this guy sounds like he's taking an interest in Texas too. And you're starting. Yeah. And what I heard is you actually are representing Texas now. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Well, that's what you just said without saying it. Keep in mind, I got a psychology background. So when I hear these things, I'm going, this is amazing, because what's happened is that your message has reached to former Texans all the way to Bali, who came back, had some time here, wants to help Texas, sees you as the best opportunity for him to help Texas, and he can do it through offering safety and driving.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. This is exactly what this country was founded on. Sorry.
It is. No, I think it's great. Like, I've got another volunteer that I gave him a stack of stickers. And so when people want a sticker, I send them a screenshot. I gave him a roll of stamps, a stack of stickers, and some envelopes. And he mails out stickers when people ask for stickers. So, yes, I've got lots of little birdies all over helping.
Well, how can people become a bird and help out?
So you can go to my website, SARAH, the number 4, RRC.com. I'm on social media. I'm the Unicorn Lawyer on TikTok, or I'm on LinkedIn, Sarah Stogner. And just reach out. And if you've got something to offer me like that, I can try to put you to work. But really, I mean, we're at the home stretch right now. Tuesday's the election, and we'll see where we are. We'll see if we're going to a runoff. You know, win, lose, or draw, we'll be celebrating Tuesday night in Houston. And Wednesday, we'll know, hopefully, what the next step is.